Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to address the meeting. My name is Ken Isco. I'm representing the 2nd Boarding Battalion Association. Many of you will be familiar with the Bruce Kingsbury Memorial and Rest Stop on the Hume Highway, not far from where we meet. My father, Bob Isco, fought alongside Bruce Kingsbury in Syria and in Papua New Guinea in World War II. Kingsbury is an Australian hero, an ordinary man from Melbourne, a sportsman, a real estate agent in the heat of battle in August 1942. His platoon was encircled, the lives were in danger. Kingsbury took a machine gun from a wounded comrade, cleared a swathe through the enemy, allowing his platoon to escape to safety, and as they rested briefly to recover from their ordeal, a lone sniper shot him through the heart and he dropped dead. Cove Track, 29th of August 1947. We are just days away from the 71st anniversary of that event. And this was the first Victoria Cross that was awarded on Australian territory and in defence of this nation. The Memorial Drive, which was inaugurated by Queen Elizabeth in 1954, honours 24 Australian Victoria Cross military heroes, and the Kingsbury VC Memorial Rest Stop combines the educating function of the Kingsbury name, the northern entrance to the magnificent Penrose State Forest, and welcome free overnight camping ground. For the sand miners, proposed highway overpass will go right through the Kingsbury Centre. It will obliterate the memorial site, making rest and camping impossible, and we'll see the tranquil Penrose Forest and become noisy, exhausted, polluted space. So I would urge the Tullock Group, the Commercial Industrial Inquiry, the New South Wales Road and Marine Service, and the New South Wales Department of Planning and Environment to consider a different access or a different site that will not affect the Kingsbury VC Memorial area and local residents.